Myra is here from the Citizens Advice Bureau in Spain. Good morning, Myra.
Good morning, everybody.
And we're taking your calls and emails as usual. studio@talkradioeurope.com or 952-784-1000. We're talking about the law today and the court proceedings and whether what happens if you're arrested and legal aid and all of that kind of stuff. That, again, if we go for the pub talk answer to this in Spain, the law doesn't exist. It's the Wild West and you have to go and see the sheriff at some point. And it doesn't really matter whether you go to court because there's so many people going to court that they'll never get around to you and you'll be dead before you actually reach your court case. So where do we begin with this Myra?
Exactly. Maybe we should begin from the point of that you may need legal assistance.
In a nutshell, can I ask you a very simple question? For those who are familiar with the court and law proceedings in the UK, is it basically the same?
No, I don't think
right.
so.
Right. Okay, so that's a good start.
Different.
Okay.
I think it's different, and it's very important, especially... it's very important for those who don't speak the language, don't understand the system, to know what the system's like. Because we do get a lot of calls from people who tell me, I'm in court next week, I didn't know, blah, blah. Or somebody yesterday who called me, who may be listening in, who I said, how strange you've called me tonight, just for a chat, when I'm talking about court appearances tomorrow. And also people that have got arrested flying back into Spain because they haven't turned up at some case before.
Oh.
That they so there's a the confusion is that the notification is not as clear as in the UK. I think it's clear when you go. So this is about people who are either making a denuncia, you know, the plaintiff, the defendant, and the witness. And the attitude of a lot of expats is, I can do this on my own. I don't need a lawyer.
Okay, you brought up the dreaded word denuncia. We'll cover that. And now, you've also brought up a really interesting thing there about the notification process here in Spain. And I can give you an example of this that happened only 2 weeks ago in my urbanisation. There was a piece of paper stuck to the outside glass door on the road in Spanish. And I thought it was to somebody, and it named the person, and it named their apartment number. And I thought it was something to do with building works. That was how good my translation was. So I took a picture of it and got it translated just to see. And it turns out it was indeed a court appearance for this particular person. And they had stuck the court appearance letter on the outside of the window of the street, which anybody could just then rip off, or it'd fall off in the window, whatever.
And how would you know it was there?
Yes.
This is one of the problems here, that you should receive notification, and the court should present you with the papers to tell you that you have to appear and the date, the whole thing.
Yeah.
You don't get down. You get really, you're able to read what you're being charged with, if you're being charged or if you're a witness, but not really anything more. This is why you really need to get a lawyer as soon as you know, but I can discuss that a little bit further on. So the notification, as you say, should come to your door.
Yeah.
Sometimes from a court clerk of the court.
But come to your door, you see. Normally, that's all right. In the UK, you do have a door, but sometimes you don't have a door.
But what about if this person was a non-resident or wasn't living there and they tried at the door?
Mm-hmm.
And they must have been desperate to have to post it up on the window. They must have not been able to,
right?
Unless it was a very lazy clerk. But
yeah.
It's very important. A lot of people find out a little late, usually a week before or something, that they're appearing in court. As I say, either because they've reported someone or because they've been denounced or they're a witness. And again, that whole thing, lady I spoke to last night... No, it wasn't her, actually. Witnesses who think, well, they don't have to turn up. Actually, I'm confusing it with somebody who contacted us through the Ask for Advice section, who said they were a witness, and they'd actually... they were actually the plaintiff, so I thought, OK, you might be a witness if it's been a police prosecution, but you also might be the plaintiff if you put the denuncia. Do you know if you put the denuncia? Do you know what happened at the police station? So there's one thing I always say, even before, because it's so important. Don't think you can go and report somebody at a police station, then walk away and it's done because you've got it out of your system. Mm. You've hoped the police have gone around to them. This will probably result in a court case. Spain is very much like that. I think the difference between UK, you can have a gentleman's argument. It could be fisticuffs. You can call people names. If you do it in Spain, you do it to a Spaniard. And I have to be, as much as I love Spain, their psyche is to dash to the police straight away.
Yes, so let's talk about this denuncia thing. I don't think there's a UK equivalent, is there, of that?
Well, it's making a report.
So it's really simply a report?
Yeah.
It sounds much worse than that. I'm going to denounce you.
Because it's going to most likely end up in a court case. That's how serious it is.
Right.
So really think before you're going to report somebody. You can't always... There's cases of... abuse, domestic violence, where the lady, they've had an argument, I don't know how bad it is, they go to the police station, the lady there and then, usually the lady, because it is that way round, I'm sure there's the odd poor chap out there that's been bashed about, and they sit there and the police question and question, especially if you have nobody with you, and the police will say things like, do you think your life is in danger? Then you've got a really serious case. Your partner will be arrested and kept in overnight. And you can't just say, I want to now... And then this can go to court and you get a distancing order. And some couples think, oh, goodness, I need his help with the children. I didn't want it to go this far. And it does. And then you've got a distancing order. And you can't just go to the court and say, sorry, I want to retract that.
Right.
So the court will say, well, did this happen or not? Are you telling... You know, have you been in contempt of court? Very important to be... to have some advice and have somebody behind you, which is a lawyer.
One gets the impression here that people get denounced for, you know, walking on the cracks in the pavement or looking at me in a funny way.
Well,
you know, I'm going to denounce you.
I'm sorry, it can happen. And there's two things here. I know of somebody who got denounced for calling somebody a chorizo. Chorizo, we know, is a sausage, but it... Come back. But it also means a thief.
Right.
It's a sausage.
I've got to watch that.
Yeah, chorizo is also named for a thief.
Great.
You'll see things about government. There's not enough bread for so many chorizos.
Wow, really?
So this person got taken to court.
My goodness.
For court. No, yes, because this is a game we can sort of deviate a bit. A lot of the Facebook pages.
Yeah.
We have an article explaining why we're so strict moderating or try to. We don't allow name and shame.
Sure.
You see, in Spain, it's libel. You can't just say something about somebody. Even the newspapers will only use initials unless they're sentenced. So not only with the Spaniard, don't think you can hit him in the face and then walk away because you'll be denounced for sure.
Right.
You mustn't touch anybody here, which is good, really.
Yeah.
You'll see a Spaniard will posture with each other. They'll, like two cockerels, but they won't lay hands on each other. It is changing, but that was the way, which I think is great, where the Brits are ready to punch and fight.
Yeah, yeah.
In UK, unless somebody report, you know, it can be taken somebody usually doesn't run to the police, but here they will. And the other thing, I've had a situation with an elderly, not that elderly, in his early 60s, British man who got into fisticuffs slightly in a garage space, and he got hurt. But the young Spanish lad who'd hurt him thought, right, I'm going to court. I did a funny article about get there. It's the first one to get there. They're the plaintiff, you see. The other one then becomes the defendant. And other things, if you think you're going to court and you've been hurt, you must go to the hospital and get medical reports.
Yeah.
You've got to prove any damages. It's why what I would say is if anything's gone wrong, get in touch with a lawyer.
Yes. So don't just rattle off down to the police station and say, this bloke just called me a sausage.
Yes.
I want to denounce him. I mean, the equivalent in the UK would be a guffaw from the constable behind the desk and went to court.
Yes.
Goodness
and
me.
The person wasn't sentenced because the actual chorizo didn't turn up. So there's other cases as well, talking about not turning up, where people think, well, I didn't, you know, I've got somebody else who was threatened. It was British and threatened quite seriously. You can't tell somebody like you would in the UK, I'm going to kill you, when you don't really mean it.
Right.
That's really serious here.
Wow.
But, of course, the defendant didn't turn up because she hadn't had notification. So either for the defendant, the case is thrown out, of course, because you haven't come and said, well, look, this is what happened. Or for somebody being prosecuted as well, you can be found guilty very easily.
My goodness,
in your absence.
Me.
It's really very important that you know all this.
And also, I think on a very basic level, if you're going to denounce somebody for whatever it may be, you turn up at the police station, they may not actually be capable of speaking very good English, and you maybe not capable of speaking enough Spanish to explain the what could be quite complicated.
Another example on our Facebook group.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, was this right? He'd gone to, or he said it was down to a dog attack, and the police wouldn't take his statement because he couldn't speak Spanish.
Oh.
Now, he didn't think this was right, and I had to answer politely to say the administrative language in Spain is Castellan. Mm. In the regions, it can be the dialects of the regions, like in Valencia, or in Catalonia, you must take your translator with you.
Yeah.
You couldn't walk into a police station in Scarborough and start speaking Spanish
and say,
I've come to denounce a chorizo.
That's true. It's true.
We really have to. I don't know how many times, because this is one thing we could do a whole show about, our attitude towards Spain.
Yeah.
Well, if
they
want my money, they should speak the language. Or with all the tourists here.
Hate that attitude.
But we are not the chosen ones. But I don't know if we'll ever get that over. We're not the chosen ones. And if you want to have a nice, pleasant life here, just understand the culture a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And understand that we shouldn't be walking into supermarkets and just blurting out in English. We should have the good manners to say, habla inglés,
at least.
Because I know Spaniards very well, and many Spaniards who will just look at you, even if they would understand you, and won't understand you because of your attitude.
Yeah.
And there's no point raising the decibels of your voice and repeating the same question. That is not a language lesson.
So we find ourselves a lawyer because we really are not happy about being called a sausage, and we turn up our lawyer. Now, of course, the word lawyer strikes fear into the heart of people because it means money. So, you know,
yes.
How much does being called a sausage mean to me, and how much is this going to cost me?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
the thing is, finding a lawyer, there's different things you can do. You may want to, you may not have to go to court. We do everything to try and avoid lawyers and court cases.
Mm.
Lawyers in Spain may not be happy with us, but we try and help to try and avoid the expense of lawyers. So first thing you should do is contact the Colegio de Abogados. This is because I have to tell you, which is the equivalent of the Law Society, the College of Lawyers, to get some advice, or contact Citizens Advice Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
We even mediate in a lot of cases. So try, if you're trying to avoid the costs of a lawyer, contact us first, and we'll see if it's something that can be done without you actually having to go to court.
Yeah. Can I just make really clear about this notification thing, which we started mentioning there? If they have not really bothered and can't prove that they tried to contact you, and you don't turn up to a court case and you're proven guilty, that's unfair.
Yes, and then
you should be served with the papers in your hand, surely.
The courts or whoever it were, there will be some reason why, you know, they will say the papers were served somehow. I think you'd have a hard fight to prove that they weren't, but there's nothing to stop you trying. There's nothing to stop you trying. That does seem unfair.
Yeah.
It's really important. If you have an altercation with anyone, keep an eye open, go and check, you know, try and be vigilant to see if that person may have reported you. It's really important. Often in some cases, the police will come to your house, knock on the door and say you have to come and make a statement because you've been denounced for this and that, which is a nice civil way of doing it.
If you are sent a recorded delivery letter, let's say to an urbanisation, and you never pick those up, as is his case in my urbanisation, because there isn't a postbox, it's got to be given to the little caretaker man that walks around, and eventually, after about 8 months, he decides to put them all in the letterboxes.
And then it's gone from the post office
exactly,
or wherever.
Exactly.
Yes, often for things like, it's amazing, for things like trying to repossess a house, they'll send the clerk of the court round.
Right.
And he'll deliver the bundle to you personally, and he'll come as many times as necessary till he can find it.
I see.
It seems to be, it depends what it is. It's,
are
we really worried about this? Are we worried about that? Must we do the... So
Be vigilant. I think you're right.
Be vigilant.
Ask your little caretaker man, has he had anything in the last 6 months that might be for you?
And about the expense, for instance, we know different lawyers who will give you a consultancy for free, not like the UK where you pay a lot for a consultancy. And in fact, we know of a lawyer in Jersey, but we have some, you know, and apparently on $600 an hour. I think I'll just which I'd like to come and do it, talk about Dacian Impago one day and mortgage.
Don't start me on calling lawyers. You know, you call it a lawyer and they go, how are you, Mr. Paddy? How's your family? Don't tell up about my family. It's costing me money. Just
exactly.
Get to the point.
No, a free consultancy. In fact, some of the lawyers we have, I almost feel sorry for the lawyers because they give so much time to our members. And often they go off and they say, well, thank you very much. I'll go and tell my lawyer that's how it should be done now.
You mentioned legal aid earlier.
Yes.
Clearly it exists then in Spain.
Yes, it does.
Right.
Now, the criteria, they say, they will ask you if you're a resident, but actually everybody's entitled to legal aid in Spain.
Oh.
So nobody should go to court without protection. That's all the constitution and everything. So everybody's entitled to legal aid. They will ask you if you're a resident. They'll ask you to prove, you know, your income. It's means test. Etc. Before I go there, you can actually put a denuncia in your Guardia Civil, your Policía Nacional, or the court directly.
Oh, okay. And I believe that can either be written out previously by you, presumably in Spanish, or verbally given to them at the time.
If you're going to the police station, given it verbally, but remember in Spanish, and it would help if you have some notes, and it would help if you take...
But could you write it, could you get somebody who's a mate, who's Spanish, to write it in perfect Spanish, and then go, this is my statement, this is what I want to sign?
Well, they will question you. They're not going to accept your... They've got to write it, and it takes people who've been there for... Even if they're not to blame for everything, will know they can be in a court, in a... Sorry, a police station for a long time doing the denuncia. It takes forever and they've got to do this on the computer. It's because I've accompanied people. It's a long, drawn-out thing. So, yes.
Okay, so legal aid.
Legal aid.
How do we get it?
Okay. There's two ways you can do this. The way you should do it is to go via your Colegio de Abogados, which is the equivalent of the Law Society, but it's really the College of Lawyers.
Yeah.
And you best to Google them in your town, or they're in many of the larger towns, and you make an appointment and you go along to speak to a lawyer there.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you cannot find their office in your town, you go to the normally Juzgado de Primera Instancia, the most busy court, and you go along and ask them, and they will direct you.
Okay.
Also, remember that in court, if you turn up without a lawyer, or you have to go for your first hearing or something, or you have to go to the court because you've been called to mediate or something, they can provide you with a lawyer, but often you just get a few minutes before your case to speak to them.
Mm.
Now, I have to say something, which I'll probably get shot down in flames if the locals are listening to me. Legal aid lawyers are lawyers who give part of their time to this. But I have to say, from my experience and experience of a lot of people, there's a lot lacking in the way that they carry out their... In fact, I have people that are saying, I can't contact the lawyer. He's got my papers. He doesn't answer. I just wish that they would be a little bit more diligent in what they do. Maybe the same in UK. I don't know.
Or they could be young lawyers, I guess, who want to get a foothold and
then, well, they'd be more eager. The thing is, it's not like... I remember one lawyer saying to me, I'm not a legal aid lawyer. I'm a lawyer working on legal aid. Well, act like you're getting...
Yeah.
Like you've got some pride in your office. Because this chap didn't.
Right.
So if you can afford, and they're not always... People don't realise. I mean, we've had something recently with a case, and I can't go into... And I think the fee has been about €400 for something. Think that, you know, we'll go to court. It's not always thousands and thousands.
Right. Yeah.
So it's, especially if you can get a free consultancy, it's really worth going and finding out what your rights are. Again, when you go and make a denuncia without a lawyer, a lawyer will stop you saying something that will be detrimental to your case.
Yeah, sure.
Because we sit there.
Because it's all written down. So,
yes,
it's
and
your
you're
statement.
Sitting there usually being honest, but you may something, you know, he came right up to my face, so I punched him.
And I wanted to kill him. Okay, I'll write that down. So.
Yes, exactly.
We do say those kind of things,
of
don't
course.
We?
Of course. And here it's all taken very seriously. To threaten to kill somebody is really serious in Spain, and it's very common. In the UK, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You say it as a kind of figure of speech.
You?
Yeah, I'm going to kill you if you don't clear up that bedroom. Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
If your dad gets home, he's going to kill you.
Now, we've not got a massive amount of time left. Here's an interesting one for you. What happens if you are just going about your business, and whatever it may be for, you get arrested? I mean, it could be for a motor vehicle offence. It could be for, going across a crossing you shouldn't have done.
Or
you just no idea. And you have this altercation and you end up, being carted off the police station.
Like in most legal systems, you have the right to ask for a lawyer.
Okay.
So you can really follow the UK. They will try and provide you with a lawyer there, but... It's not for sure. Really try and say you want to call a lawyer before you give any statement. If you don't know what it's about, call a lawyer. If it's a criminal case, we actually have a number for a lawyer for any 24 hours,
right.
A criminal lawyer. It's really important, that you know that you don't have to give a statement or anything, that you have your right and you can wait there and ask for a translator. If they can't provide, get one of your own.
Well, that's a good point, isn't it? Because, in the heat of the moment, there you are, you're really angry. You've been arrested. You don't know why you've been arrested, or you don't agree with why you've been arrested. And, you've got a bit of Spanish, so you try and use it. And you could tie yourself in knots, couldn't you, at that point? Or get yourself tied in knots by the person who's questioning you. So you've got to be very careful, I think.
I've made my notes here. And if you're in a police station or in a Spanish court, you should be aware that by law, you're entitled to legal representation.
Right.
They are court, the same legal aid, but they're called court lawyers.
And the translator.
Yes, the police station may call in a duty lawyer of... may call in a duty lawyer... A duty officer, but citizens' advise that you contact a lawyer of your own choice.
Yes.
At your earliest opportunity. You're advised not to appear in court without legal representation. This is what so many do here as well. They think they can represent themselves.
You wouldn't do that in the UK, would you?
Well, I don't know. I think you're allowed to here. You must have legal representation.
But you just wouldn't, though, would you? Unless you were really
confident.
But
so many do, and you it's awful to say, but you're bound to lose.
Mm.
And you could be innocent or you could be the person that's in the right. People can always contact us if they need a lawyer in a rush, in an emergency.
Mm.
Then we can talk about fee arrangements. Oh, I didn't think anybody would want to talk about this subject.
Well, it's all really good information, though. So we do have a caller, so let's take it. We've got a few minutes left. Hi, good morning, you're live on TRE.
Hello, good morning, Myra and Bill. I don't know whether this will be of any use to anyone, but there is a company that has advertised with the station called Legalitas.
Mm.
And you pay, I don't know, where. They say they will deal with one situation at a time. You pay about 184, something like
that's
euro
correct,
a year,
yes.
And then they will deal with the case for that year. I don't know I don't think you're obliged to pay for every year. If you want to just pay for when you've got a problem for that year, then you pay.
Yes.
I've never used them. I don't know anything about them. I have heard them on the station. They sounded all right, but I just don't know. I've got the phone number.
We don't recommend lawyers that we do not know, even if it's... Because what you're saying now, what's happening now, not the firm you mentioned, what's happening now that we've got a lot of setups with things like consultants, legal this and legal that, and they're not lawyers, but they're actually out there looking for... Not the company you mentioned.
Mm.
They're actually out there looking for business, and a lot of people come back after they've been dealing with this. I've got a lady at the moment that's owed $24,000 from a house sale, and I said, what was a lawyer's? Well, it was legal consultants. Consultancy, whatever. Try and pick a law firm.
Yeah, a proper law firm. Yeah.
I'd like to be able to just talk very quickly about.
Oh, thank you, Sharon. By the way,
sorry,
really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Cheers, Sharon. Yeah.
Fee arrangements.
Yes.
Just very quickly because there are a list of fees available from the Spanish College of Lawyers.
Right.
You can't always, not 100. You can't sort of stick to that by the...
Okay.
Okay. So there's also what's becoming quite common since 2008, because it was actually illegal before. It's in Spanish, it's quota litis, and it's a no-win, no-fee, which is actually the name for that. It's a conditional or contingency fee.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people seem to be confused with that. It doesn't mean that you don't pay anything.
No, sure.
What you're not paying is the upfront, is the lawyer's fee... but should you lose a case, you could, if the other side is not sentenced to pay costs, you may be you may have to pay costs. So it's really important that when you enter into a contingency fee that you discuss this and you're aware of what you're doing with your law, with your lawyer.
Fair enough. Yeah, absolutely. And in, as in all these cases, I think you were right earlier on, you do your due diligence and you don't just go spouting your mouth off at your first opportunity. You do it the right way. You're in a foreign country. If you don't know the rules, then you need to get somebody who does know those rules, because you could end up tying yourself in knots and being in a very serious situation.
And not expect to go in there and expect people to understand. And it can be very frightening for a lot of people who don't really know what's happening. Do call us. We're there.
Yeah.
If you, because you can't get a lawyer on a Saturday, people can contact us. We've got an emergency number on a Sunday. So we do manage to put a lot of people's minds at rest by helping and advising them.
So go to the Citizens Advice Bureau Spain webpage, and that's where you'll get those numbers, right, Mario?
Yes.
So if you don't have that webpage stored, store it. Stick it on your web browser as a favourite. Put it up there so that, you know, in the event that you need to speak to them desperately, there you are. Don't go, you know.
And it's lovely getting more and more comments. In fact, one yesterday on the Facebook group, and they're from the UK, who were praising us, which was nice, and saying they wouldn't, if when they come to relocate, they will contact us, and that they listen to us on the radio.
Fantastic!
Which is, that's
even
a lot
better.
Of listening
even
from the
better.
UK.
Well, Myra, as always, it's a lot of information in a small space of time. It will be available on your website in about a week's time once I send it to you, and then people can go back and listen at their leisure there. So some good advice today. Thank you, as always. So I suppose the thing we need to take from this as we go into the weekend is, be careful who you call a sausage.
Exactly.
Really careful. Have a nice weekend. I'll speak to you next week.